Once Mark Twain was asked, "Why don't you support polygamy? Why don't you support polygamy?" And you know the answer of Mark Twain? And he said, "Because you cannot serve two masters." Last night, I was there at the booth, and I told that story to one of our parishioners, and she said, "Yes, Father, I can tell you my husband can say that." You see, in our gospel today, it says, no servant can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and mammon. In Luke chapter 16, verse 1 to 13, again, I spared you of the long gospel. I just read the short version of the gospel, which is verse 10 to 13. Jesus was teaching his disciples to be trustworthy and honest of small matters. And if you can be trustworthy and honest of small matters, then you can be trustworthy of bigger things, of bigger things. You see, God wants us to be trustworthy. First, He wants us to be good. He wants us to be trustworthy. But also, He wants us to be honest. To be honest. I don't know why honesty has become so rare sometimes in the society, in the communities that we are serving. I remember there is a Catholic group called the BCBP, Brotherhood of Christian and Business Partnership, I think. And their motto is, be honest even if others are not. Be honest even if others cannot, and be honest even if others will not. Will not. Be good and trustworthy. Be good and trustworthy. You see, there are so many people who say that they love God, but they continue to lie, they continue to steal, they continue to be dishonest, they continue to do bad things, and they continue with their bad habits. And sometimes, some people compensate it by doing works, donating to charitable, religious, and civil communities, trying to sometimes bribe God for the good works or things that we... But you see, in God, you have to be trustworthy or not. Either you're trustworthy or not. That's it. If you choose God, you serve God. If you choose money without knowing it, I can guarantee you, you will be serving money. They say that there are two forces, there are two spirits in every person. The good spirit, the spirit of God, and the evil spirit. But who wins? Who wins? The answer is whoever you feed wins. If you feed the evil spirit by continuing to lie, steal, be dishonest, and do bad things, then that will win. But if you feed the good spirit of being trustworthy, being good, trustworthy, honest, and being man of compassion, then the good spirit will win. If you are not trustworthy of another's goods, how will people give you yours? As the gospel says in verse 12. There was an architect who was commissioned to do a dream house. A dream house. The architect was about to retire in a year. So he thought that he could cut some corners, get substandard materials, so that he could earn something before he retires. After the project was done, after the dream house was done, the president of the company called the architect and said, "The house that you built is a parting gift for you." You see, when we cheat others, we actually cheat ourselves. When we cheat God, trying to hide, trying to pretend, trying to make a facade, we are actually cheating ourselves. Second point. Be honest. Be honest. There is no substitute to hard and honest work. There is no substitute to hard and honest work. They say that service in this world is our rent while we're here. That's our rent. And each person, each one who comes into this world should make this world a better place. A better place. Can you imagine if all of us, in our own little way, make an effort to make things better in our small spheres, in our family, in our school, in our offices, in our work? Just make a difference and make things better. Can you imagine that impact in the greater society? Yes. Yeah. That's how it works. Do things in the right way, all honesty and hard work. Our hard work and honest work in our sojourn here gives meaning to our life. And not only God, that it pleases God. It pleases God. It gives us self-confidence and it uplifts our self-worth. I can guarantee you that. I can guarantee you that. I was just in a retreat given by Father Paul Scalia, the son of the former Justice Scalia, who died last 2 years ago. He gave a very wonderful retreat, the Beatitudes. And each Beatitude he connected with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But what really pounded my heart was this: integrity. Integrity. Honesty is all about integrity. Every time I stand here before you, I am convicted of the things that I'm telling you, I'm saying to you. If I am not honest and I don't have integrity. Every time I tell you something, I go home to the rectory and I'm convicted by the very words that I tell you. That's how important honesty is. That's how important integrity is to our life. The Japanese are known to be honest people. The Japanese. And they're not a Christian country. For them, honesty is self-honor and dignity. Self-honor and dignity. It's not something that is imposed from outside while they are young. No. It's something that is within. Something that is within. So that, be honest, even if others are not. Be honest, even if others cannot. Be honest, even if others will not. whether we receive or whether we are rewarded or not. Or not. Not for others, but for us. For us. Our prayer today is very simple. Lord, help us to value honesty. And Lord, help us to be more trustworthy.